line.
Hello?
Hi there, and thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, Edgar. Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also she's asking for me to apply a reduced rate here, being that the company itself is officially fairly new. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. Thank you. It's going awesome. Sure. How's your day going?
Oh, I'm doing very well, and I really appreciate you asking. Edgar, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also a little bit familiar with the local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah. And then Mary put in the notes here that you're at least a little bit aware of Ollie. They do something fairly similar, but they don't submit to Google. And they also don't submit to the almost 70 directories that are necessary to be on that first page of Google. Really only a Google Premier partner knows the exact content that Google looks for, and Google makes changes all the time. We're a Google partner. We know they're currently indexing exactly 68 specific directories, and we'll create that content. So if you're wondering how businesses pop up on the first page or how we can get you listed ahead of your competitors, we create the content that the search engines search for. Bing basically indexes off of Google. Now, that means you'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, but those are directories that most people have heard of and most so-called SEO companies create. But we also create directories that, you know, the consumer isn't aware of, even most so-called SEO companies don't know to create things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, those are directories that are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. And as far as placement goes, those directories are even more important. I mean, when we're talking Philadelphia, the greater Philadelphia metro area, Mary says you'll go regularly 50 miles or even 100 miles for the right job. So you really need the right content, and it is the directories that are not as well known to the public, directories that your competitors won't have, that you'll have, that's what's going to have you leapfrog over them and onto that local map. And of course, you know, we'll do a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. That's going to get you found quickly and affordably throughout your entire service area. Now, there's not currently a website for ENV Remodeling, right?
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because you don't need a website to be on the first page of Google. What you need is the content that I'm talking about, the directory submissions. Now, that being said, our job is not just to list you on Google. It's to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you. Most consumers want to look at a website. They want to know before they call you that you do what they're looking for. You know, they want to know that they're talking to the right guy. So we would actually want you to have a website, because that will allow us to talk about your services, your company, your service area, to put before and after photos on there. That way, you'll get people making an educated decision before they call you. Now, you use Google yourself, Edgar, so obviously you realize you will not be the only company that pops up when someone in the area is looking for a bathroom remodel or a painting contractor or kitchen remodeling.
Yeah.
And ultimately, not everybody who sees ENV on that first page will decide to call you guys. That's actually a good thing, though. You're not just getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who are, you know, looking for the cheapest guy, or maybe they're just calling around looking for estimates. When we build that website for you, you'll get calls from someone choosing to call you, basically hoping you answer the phone and you're available to do the job, because they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate for the calls that you get. Now, the business is fairly new, but you've got a decade of experience, so that's the best of both worlds. We can easily promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call and hire, and yet since the business itself is young, you do qualify for reduced pricing. Our new in business rate is the lowest rate we offer to the public. It does save you a little bit over 50% every single month. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. That being said, the reduced rate will be effective and save you $300 every month that you use the service. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. And there are no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees, of course, because the calls come directly to you. Every month that you choose to use the service, you save that $300 off the normal cost of the service, which brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And that $299, Edgar, is, like I said, the exact amount. You're not paying per lead, quit, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is still going to be that exact fixed flat rate, whether it's residential or commercial. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me at this point, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Okay, yeah. But sir, you guys do like the website, or I'll have to get the website done from someone else?
So we actually do websites for our clients that don't have a website, and I mean, obviously, we would do that website. What I'm trying to do here, I mean, you're about a year in officially as a business. So if I can include that website for you at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. I mean, it is a month-to-month service on our end. Like I said, we're not locking you into a contract. So we want you to be successful right from the very beginning. And certainly your website is a great conversion tool. It helps people who see it have the reasons to call you. They'll know that you do what they're looking for. They'll see before and after photos. Most websites, though, aren't on that first page, so a lot of business owners go the wrong route. You know, they spend thousands of dollars and wait several months for a website, but then that website doesn't have the content that Google wants to see, so it's just kind of a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your website, or it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. If people can't find it on their own, meaning, you know, it has to be on the first page for most consumers since they don't go past the first page. If people can't find that website on their own, it's not going to be seen by the intended audience. So our job first and foremost is to put you on that first page. But yeah, we want to make sure you get the phone calls. That's what's going to get you the jobs that will keep you using the service. So like I said, I'm going to include that website for you. It is Friday. We're trying to get out of the office earlier than usual today. My boss is in a good mood, so I'm going to include that website for you at no additional cost, meaning that it's going to be that $299 as a flat rate. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll see how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, if they happen to choose to fill out the contact form, kind of tell you where they live or where their business is located, you know, when they want you to come out, what they want you to do. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Edgar, you'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through the contact form of your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, does repopulate on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions for me?
So how much, let's have this. So how much it will be for the Google account in the and the web page like every month.
So yeah, the $299, that's the reduced rate. It's kind of a promotional rate, but really more of an assistance program. So we're taking $300 a month off the normal cost of the service. To be quite honest, as you can imagine, the $299 that you'd be investing in the first month, that does not cover our costs. We're going to spend probably two or three times that, maybe even $1,000 in the first month alone to build out your website, create all those directories. We're still paying $100 every month for the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads. So we won't actually break even until you're a satisfied client for probably 3 or 4 months, right? But we do look long-term, although there are no long-term contracts. We know our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So your success is our success. The longer you use the service, the more profitable it is for you and for us as well. So it would be the $299 as a fixed flat rate. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's not a lead-based service, although Mary found the Angie Leads, a home advisor powered by Angie. I think she was looking for a website when she found that. That's a very different service. With that, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, and it can get pretty expensive for young and small companies. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I stopped using them because I don't like the way they work.
Yeah. The only reason that a business would stop paying for leads is either you had more work than you can handle, or you didn't like the quality of the leads or the process of dealing with, you know, the same customer who gets leads from and calls from your competitors. The problem with that system, and don't get me wrong, I mean, they're good at what they do. It's just that what they do is send and sell you the same leads they turn around and sell to your competitors. So you're almost always dealing with a potential customer who is choosing to use that service because they want several bids. They want to talk to multiple companies. They're looking for the cheapest guy, or they're just looking for a handful of estimates to try and budget for a future project. You're still supposed to pay for that. You call them and they say, I scheduled it already with somebody else. They hang up on you. They yell at you. They say, stop calling me. You have to pay for that, or call Angie's and tell them what happened and try to get some credit back. Angie doesn't give you your money back. They just credit you another lead, and then you're stuck in that same situation of chasing leads. You're almost, you know, chasing your tail. You run around in circles. It's too much work to get work. And like you found out, you don't always get the jobs. So I'm actually glad to hear that you stopped using that service, because it does cost a lot of money and it takes a lot of time, and it only benefits Angie. I mean, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. Like I said, with us, though, we're only looking for one company for this particular listing. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry for the local campaign. So, you know, that's in your best interest, but ours as well. Like I said, we'd be going into the hole in that first month or two just to get you on that first page. We're not asking you to cover our costs or even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, but we know that you'll keep the service and you'll stay with it long term. So it would just be that flat rate of $299. Now, the one thing that I can do, because you've got, or at least you still have the active profile page, they charged you probably, let me guess, that I hear $288 or $289, something like that, just as an annual membership fee, almost $300 just as a membership fee with them. And then, of course, you pay for every lead on top of that. So you do still have the active profile page. You paid for a year's membership, whether you stop using the leads or not. They keep your profile page active. It's homeadvisor.com/rated, then the name of the business, etc. Home Advisor powered by Angie. But let's see what I can do. There's a promo code, if I could just find it real quick. Oh my goodness, where is that? Oh, there it is. So there's a promo code in our system, and it's not specifically for Angie. Thank goodness we have nothing at all to do with them, nothing to do even with their business model of sharing, of sending you shared leads. But there's a promo code in our system that I just found, and it is for a company that is currently or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. Because your profile page is still active, I can apply that promo code. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. There's usually a setup fee to help us cover the cost of the time and the resources. And we do, in a couple of cases, when we create those directories, have to pay specifically a direct cost for that. So, you know, there is usually a setup fee, and it can be as high as $299. But like I said, you are a young company, and to kind of offset what you spent, can't get the money back, obviously. You can't wear a black eye for that company. We don't have anything to do with Angie's. But I can save you some money on the front end here, and the $299 setup fee, I want to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month. It's not for the website. Like I said, I'll include the website at no additional cost, but it is, you know, for all of the other content that we have to create for what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We have to audit what's already out there and fix any inaccuracies. But like I said, I want to take $200 off of your setup fee. So you're saving $300 every month, saving $200 off your setup fee. You would save $500 in the first month alone, and every month you use the service, we're going to reduce the rate from $599 to $299. So with that one-time setup fee attached, you'd be looking at $398 for that first month. Every month after that, it does drop down to that flat rate of
$299. Okay, so for the first month, it's going to be $399.
$398. The $99 setup fee on top of the $299. Yeah, and then every month after that, it's going to drop down to that $299.
$299 every month. And the let's say like this: after 6 months of using your guys' service, the price is going to go up.
No, that's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. So it is a reduced rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not ever going to go up on you, even if you stop being a new company. And if you keep the service for years, and I've been with the company myself, April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary. I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004, so for over 18 years. Now, no matter how long you choose to use the service, even if our price goes up, even for a new business rate, even if that price goes up, your rate will never go up. You'll be grandfathered in at the current new business rate, which is $299, and that is a fixed rate for as long as you choose to use the service. 6 months from now, 6 years from now, if you're still using the service, it's still going to be that flat rate of exactly $299.
Okay. So I'm very happy with this. Let me call my brother, and
okay.
I guess I can. Yeah,
so
because
Vidal is your brother then.
Yes. So I know he's gonna say yes because this is what I've been, you know, looking for, and I think that it's, you know, something that's gonna help us a lot.
Of course. Can you,
Let me tell him.
Is he with you now, or can you call him or text him?
No, right now he's another project, another site. But I can call him, and I give you guys a call right back.
Can you put me on hold and call him?
Let me see. So because you need me to give you a deposit today, right?
Well, we do get things started right away. Yeah, so I mean, we start building your website right away. Within a week, we're going to be getting charged for those Facebook ads that we'll be running. We are going to build out your directories. That, you know, takes us about 3 or 4 days to complete the 70 directories, but we get started right away. So yeah, we would get things going right now. We put you through to a client interview technician. That would be maybe for a little bit later on. It's a follow-up call. We call it our client interview, but we're going to want to talk to you about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, Edgar, you said that you know for sure Fidel would say yes. It's kind of what you guys have been talking about, what you guys need, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're spending more than $300 a month with the Angie leads, right? If you had your leads turned on, those kitchen and bathroom remodeling, even like a residential repaint would cost you $80 or over $100 just for one lead, right?
Yeah. So, my friend, what is your company name again? I'm sorry.
So we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. Let me do this real quick because I can find it in the drop-down box. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. It's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So this is our pricing page off of our website. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So I sent that out to you now. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Uh-huh. Okay, so Vidal is just calling me. Let me merge him in the call.
Oh, great.
All right, here we go. Yeah, Vidal. Hello? Hi, I'm here with, speaking with
Paul.
One of the Google's, with Paul.
Hey, Paul, this is Vidal. How's it going?
Hi, Vidal. It's going quite well. I really appreciate you asking. I was speaking with your brother here. We're calling through the area to find one company to work with. We are talking about listing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing so that E&B remodeling and renovations would be one of those top options when someone goes on Google or Bing when they're typing in those keyword searches. I mean, how we all search online when we need something but don't know who to call. So being that you're a young company, this is going to greatly benefit you because your potential customers will find you as a top option and call you on their own. So you're not paying for leads. It's nothing at all like the Angie leads that you guys had and Edgar's that you guys aren't using anymore. You'll get calls directly to you. And, of course, there's going to be a website included. There's almost 70 different directories. I'm walking Edgar through our pricing page. I messaged him that as well. I don't know if he can, copy and paste that link and text it over to you as well. But we're on localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's the pricing page, so I can kind of include a little bit more information than I might normally, information that I've already covered with Edgar. But you guys are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call our client dashboard. So we are going to create almost 70 different directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, and the dozens of other directories that are not as well known to the public, especially those directories that your competitors won't have. That's what's going to have you leapfrog above your competition and show up in the local map or the pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Of course, all of that content talks about your services and your service area and then links back to a .com website that I'm able to include here. Just real quick for pricing, I've already discussed it with Edgar. It's a reduced rate of exactly $299.00. That's the exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. There's just a one-time setup fee that attaches to only the first month. I was able to reduce that as well from $299 down to $99. You're actually saving $500 in your first month off the cost, and you'll see it in a second. It's on the pricing page if you're looking at it. $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. We're talking about the platinum package here, but you're looking at $299 and then just the $99 setup fee. So you save $500 in your first month. Every month you use the service, it saves you $300 off the normal cost of the service. And like I said, it's an exact amount. You guys are going to be able to monitor your reviews, and you will have reviews because out of the almost 70 directories, about 80% of them allow someone to write a review. You'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, etc., wherever they originally populate, they repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to reviews on your behalf. We'll do that as well, no additional cost. Now, we've been around since 2004, so for over 18 years. We're a top-rated SEO company. We are a Google Premier partner, so when Google makes changes to their local map algorithm, they share those changes with us. In fact, if you scroll down, if you're looking at that, and I know, Edgar, I hope that you are, there's Google Ads Partner, and there's a colorful Google G in a box that says Google Partner. Now, that's not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. You can actually click right on that box. It goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner, and that's the important part of it. Like I said, Google makes changes to their local PAC algorithm all the time. Most of the time, they're smaller changes. They want us to add new directories or stop creating certain directories, but whatever those changes are, we're in that conversation, and ahead of the curve, we keep the content that Google wants to see updated and active for you. That's what's going to keep you in the local map. There's also a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads. So if you scroll down SEO packages, I think the Platinum package is the most affordable, budget-friendly, cost-effective way to cover, you know, 50 or even up to 100 miles, like you guys are willing to go for the right job. The farther away it is from you, the more we're going to be kind of promoting you for the bigger jobs, the bathroom, kitchen remodeling, room additions, that type of thing. But everything in those other packages, the Platinum Premier, the Ideal package, there's a couple of extra bells and whistles, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. We can include those. If it doesn't cost us money, I can include it. If it costs us only time, I can include that in the Platinum package. The Platinum Premier package has Google paid ads, an AdWords campaign. The Ideal package has both Google and Facebook ads. But we're looking at something fairly budget-friendly that's still going to cover your entire service area. The Platinum package is the best one there. Like I said, I'm taking $300 off of the monthly cost, bringing $599 down to $299, and taking $200 off of the one-time setup fee.
Mm-hmm.
So Vidal, Edgar was saying that you guys have kind of been talking about something like this. He says it's exactly what you guys need. He thinks that you would agree with him that it's going to be a good thing for your company to do, especially since you're not using Angie leads or paying for leads anymore.
Yeah, sounds good. But I just want to make sure, you know, something, you know, legit, because we keep getting calls. Because we're at Home Advisor, you know, we keep getting calls every time from different companies saying they're going to do the same thing you just explained. So, you know, I just want to make sure it's something that, you know, is legit, and we're going to, you know, take advantage of it.
Of course, yeah. So, you know, like I said, I've been with the company myself. April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary. We've been around ourselves as a company since 2004, so for 18 years. You know, one of our longest-standing clients, they've been around with us since 2008, so for, you know, coming up on 14, 15 years, well, summer will be 15 years, Extra Space Storage, they're a major player in the self-storage industry. They started with us in the summer of 2008 with just a handful of self-storage locations. They now have almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations. All of them are on that first page, and we've been earning their business for almost 15 years. So, and I'm not saying that you're going to have multiple locations or even hire more guys and another crew or anything like that. But, you know, since you're not paying for leads, when we get you on that first page and you can answer the phone when it rings, you're going to do quite well with this service. To put it another way, looking at the pricing page, that $599 plus the $299 setup fee, that's $898, almost $1,000. It's listed that way because that's what we're going to spend. We're going to build a website for you. We're going to run and pay for Facebook ads, of course, the content on the 70 directories. We're going to spend that $1,000 in the first month on our end in time, resources, and direct costs to pay everybody who has to do the work to get you on that first page. we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. A lot of companies will charge you up front, or they'll lock you into a 3-month, 6-month, 1-year contract to cover their costs. We go on a month-to-month basis offering our services far below what it's going to cost us to get you on that first page. So we have to keep you as a satisfied client for 3 or 4 months just to break even. You can see we've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Our clients that give it the opportunity to work, they see that it works, and they keep the service.
Okay. And then the first month is $398 and then $299 the continuing month?
Correct, yeah. So I'm taking $200 off of the setup fee, and every month that you use the service, it's going to be reduced by $300, basically a little over 50%. So it's going to be $299 a month. The first month has the one-time $99 setup fee.
And question, with Ollie, I don't know if my brother told you, but with Ollie, we were going to pay, and then the website was going to be ours at the end of the year. How does it work here?
Right. So, yeah, if you're buying a website, then it's yours outright, right? In this case, we're including the website for you at no additional cost. If you decide to stop using the service, we could do a couple of things. I mean, every website needs to be hosted somewhere for it to be online. If you decide to stop using our service, we can continue to host your website for a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you. So, no matter what, you'll have an increased online presence above and beyond what you've got right now, even if you stop using our service. We're going to set up your Google and Bing listing with you guys as the owners of those listings. We would only have managerial access as long as you're a client of ours. That's another thing that other companies do. They have ownership of your listing. They won't give it to you. You end up, you know, having to create a duplicate listing or something like that if you try to go through somebody else. I mean, we've had these concerns, and we've dealt with other companies that would not even release a Google listing that they had created. We have to go through Google's back-end team to claim those listings. But, you know, like I said, we start out with you as the owner of those listings to begin with. So you'll always have that increased online presence. If you ever stop using our service, you will not fall off the first page overnight. But it is kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you go downhill, you can stop pedaling, you'll keep going, you might even pick up speed for a little bit, but without us continuing to update and optimize, and of course we wouldn't be running paid ads if you stopped using the service, you would slowly fall off that first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but of course as long as you're a satisfied client, as long as you're using our service, our job is to keep you on that first page.
Yeah, yeah. For now, you know, and if it keeps working good, then, you know, we'll stay with you guys faithfully, you know. But I'm, you know, just wondering, you know, because that was the first thing they told us out the gate. Once we've been with them for a year, then, you know, the website was ours. So I just wanted to, you know, website belonged to us.
Definitely, yeah. And one thing that Ollie does not do is they don't submit directly to Google. They do create a handful of directories. I think it's 22 or something like that, but it's not the 68 directories that Google indexes. So, you know, you won't really have much placement beyond your zip code. And I mean, we're talking here about the greater Philadelphia metro area and beyond. You know, if you're looking at 50 or 100 miles, you need the comprehensive service that only a Google partner can provide. And again, most SEO companies don't know the content Google wants to see, so they're kind of, you know, taking a shot in the dark kind of thing, and they don't create the Google listing either. So, you know, there are other services out there, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know for a fact, I would say the hardest part of my job, especially in recent years, are all of these so-called SEO companies kind of coming out of the woodwork, most of them claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or a company like Ollie that, you know, they've only been around for a handful of years.
And to be honest, you know what scares me the most? When Angelique started calling me, it was like she would call every single day, and in one day she would call like 2 days in one day, and just calling and calling and calling, persistent, you know, and then, you know, once we started, then everything just went down the hill, so, you know.
You know, I've heard such horrible things. I would never want to say anything bad about another company, but I can kind of, you know, comfortably repeat what I've heard many, many times from business owners that have used that exact same service. I mean, people have said things like they were assured that they would only pay for the lead when it turned into a job, and of course that's not the case. I mean, with Angie's, they kind of don't tell you exactly what's going on or what you get. With us, I mean, you're going to get everything in writing, everything that we go over. In fact, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm required to read what we call a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account. It outlines your service agreement so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website for you, et cetera. And then, of course, you'll get the terms and conditions in writing as well.
Okay.
So the business as I see it currently branded as E&V Remodeling hyphen renovations LLC. So E&V Remodeling Renovations LLC, is that how you guys want the business to appear with the LLC included?
Yeah. With your experience, what do you think? Like, does it look like the name looks too long? Or
well, for me, if anyone ever asks, I always do recommend leaving off the Inc. Co's and LLCs, the DBAs and things like that. I do like the ampersand, the symbol for the word and that you've got between the E and the V, not the word A and D spelled out, so I do like that. I personally prefer to see businesses without the LLCs on them. Most people know what it stands for and that it kind of absolves you personally for any things that they have, any issues or concerns that they have with the company. But it is a personal preference. The important thing is consistency. Again, we're talking about your Google listing, your Bing listing, your website, and almost 70 directories. So we want it to be listed the exact same way everywhere, you know, which is why I'm just asking you. But it's up to you guys if you want to leave the LLC as part of the branding of the business or remove it completely.
Well, what do you think, Edgar?
I like my LLC.
That's the other school of thought too. People like the LLC. You know, they are proud to be an LLC. It does make your business look professional as well. I don't think the name is too long, and we can certainly include the LLC. There's really no right or wrong. My personal preference is different than Edgar's, but I mean, you guys decide. And, you know, it's not going to affect your placement whatsoever as long as we have it consistently the same everywhere.
Yeah.
He likes the LLC. I personally don't mind it. You know, like I said, if you're going to ask me my preference, it's the other way. But he's your brother. He's your partner. I say his vote counts 10 times more than mine does. So let's leave the LLC on there. Is the phone number that we're speaking on, though, the one that you guys want your customers to call? Is it the business number?
Yeah.
So the 267-356-3152, that's the primary number for your customers to call?
Yes.
And is that Edgar's phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Vidal, I want to have you on here as an authorized point of contact as well, meaning if we call and we can't reach Edgar, we can call you, or, of course, you can call us with any questions. What is the best phone number for you, Vidal?
It's 787-983-2687.
2687. Okay. And then, when we were speaking with Edgar, Mary never did get your last name?
Rivera.
Rivera? Okay, perfect. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, meaning that you guys always go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. We won't be promoting any physical address for the business. There's no brick-and-mortar or showroom that people would visit.
No, not for now.
That's okay. If it ever does change, then let us know. You know, if you want to like have product samples and things like that, or whatever it is. But Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home or run out of the truck. In fact, even if you had like an outside office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept all your equipment and tools, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, one thing that we did see, it's still online because you paid the annual membership fee. I was mentioning to Edgar, the Angie Leads or the Home Advisor profile, it does actually have an apartment 704, 4000 Presidential Boulevard. Obviously, that's a residence, though, right?
Yeah.
And you yep. still receive mail there but never see any customers there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a Philadelphia address, so that's great. It's kind of right in the heart of your territory. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, when we get your phone ringing, obviously, you know, the customer is going to call that phone number, but when we call you or we might text or email you, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, as I was mentioning to Edgar. I did not mention to you, Vidal. There's going to be a contact form on the website, too, so people can fill that form out to tell you where they live or where their business is located. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. You're not paying extra for those leads either. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. But what is a good email address either for one of you guys or for the business itself?
Well, the thing is that right now we have like email, right?
Uh-huh.
With like the Google email.
Okay.
But we are trying to like, I don't know, we want to change it, to be honest with you. We want to change it.
That's okay.
But,
so when that email is updated, when you have a new email, just let us know. It's a real easy switch for us. So, you know, if it's not a business email that you want people to see, it would be hidden. No one would see it. It would, though, still be attached to the contact form so people can still fill out that form and you'll get those emails. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, a lot of the times we'll email it out to you. Most of the time, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you guys have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account, phone, text, email? Any of those, all of those?
Phone, please.
Phone? Yeah, phone preferred. That's the most common response for a service-based business. And then what, though, is a good email address for you guys currently?
Maybe that is all good to see, Daddy.
So it's going to be... hold on one moment. So it's going to be E... Oh, no, let me just get it really quick. Okay, yeah, so it's ezremodelingrenovations@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. And then if you guys don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Again, that's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about half an hour. And then the other thing that I'll do, like I said, I'll read that voice verification. Again, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and I am required to read it before I even ask you for that form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So Vidal and Edgar, give me just a quick second to get this set up. And then since I've got both of you guys on the line, either of you guys can answer the questions here. But the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want that to appear online? I have it as
the business name?
Yeah, the business name. I have it as E&V Remodeling-Renovations LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the and is the symbol, the ampersand, not the word A-N-D spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Say my name and the title and the business, right?
Your name and your title, yeah. Co-owner or vice president, CEO, however you want to describe yourself.
Hello.
Okay, so my name is Edgar Rivera. I'm one of the owners.
Okay. And then Edgar, as one of the owners of E&V Remodeling Renovations LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And just for the record, we also have Vidal, the other owner of the business, on the line as well. And then for the billing information that you will be providing for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are also actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. For that reason, we ask specifically that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you guys would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online, including the LLC, stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Again, that's name, address, phone number, and website. We will create that website for your company. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information for your business is always consistent and accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, the new business rate bringing the monthly cost from $599 down to $299, with me even taking $200 off of your setup fee, just the one-time setup fee of $99, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 10th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. That 398 is the exact amount. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month at the further reduced rate of $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of running and paying for the Facebook ads, the social media campaign, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, again, we are offering our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, no contract at all. That does, of course, mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service as well. If you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, or if necessary, the service can even be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa card. And on that particular card, is it the business name or your name or both?
It's a business name.
The business name, E&V Remodeling Renovations, LLC?
This is E&V Remodeling.
E&V Remodeling. Okay, gotcha. You said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, so that number is going to be 4256.
Mm-hmm.
3700.
Yes, sir.
0232.
Okay.
5512.
And then the expiration month and year?
0927.
09 of 2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
589.
589. So I've got 589, 589. And the back, and then I've got September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4256-3700-0232-5512?
Yes.
Okay. And does that particular card bill at the 4000 Presidential Boulevard, Apartment 704, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Yes.
Okay. And in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach client support, a live agent, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And you'll also, like I said, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and that's going to go to the number that we're speaking on. When you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It looks like I can actually get you in the next spot, which would be 1 o'clock. Actually, there's at least one spot available for every hour except for 3 o'clock. So we can do as early as 1 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. It is, like I said, a one-hour window. We'd call you within the first few minutes or so of that hour and then get you off the phone about a half hour after that. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. That call can be with either or both of you guys. So did you want something as soon as 11 or as late as 6, somewhere in between, as long as it's not 3 o'clock?
I'll say 6.
6? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call will get to you, you know, 5-10 minutes after 6. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive an automated email reminder that the call itself is scheduled in that 6 o'clock hour. And in a minute here, I'm going to send you also a calendar invite to your email. The calendar invite is really just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. And is that going to be with Edgar? I mean, should we be calling the 267-356-3152 number for that client interview?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. If I'm available when our client interview technician is ready, and it might be 5 after 6, 10 after 6, and I don't get a whole lot of heads up, I might be on a phone call, but if I am between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be part of that call as well, just in the beginning, to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have for me before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They've got your file, and they'll take good care of you. But if I am not on that call, or really even if I am, for the future security of your account, I wanted to quickly set up a security question and answer here for you. This is, again, for your protection. If anyone calls us telling us that they are affiliated with the ENV Remodeling Renovations LLC, even if we recognize your voice, we're going to ask you to give us the answer to that question. I do have you both as authorized points of contact, so either of you guys can call us. If anyone calls you and tells you that they're with Google or tells you that they're with Local Splash, they would know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also know both the question and the answer. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born.
Okay, the city you were born in. And what is the answer?
So Edgar was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And Vidal was born in Philadelphia.
Okay. Did you want Philadelphia for the answer? I mean, as long as you both know what the answer is.
Yeah, Philadelphia, yeah. It's okay, Philadelphia.
Okay, so we'll put Philadelphia down there. I have to type it in twice. All right, so you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me see.
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like our system did also send the welcome email. They kind of get piggybacked off of each other. I do wish that there was a little bit of space between them, because the one that we want you to see is not the welcome email. It's the Local Splash initial invoice email. It says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on that click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Again, this is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So it talks about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your Google listing. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We still want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. We are doing Facebook ads. We are doing the website here for you. I don't want to walk you through everything. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, this would be for Edgar. Since he's kind of the primary point of contact, I've got Fidel as a secondary point of contact on here. But you can either copy and paste Edgar Rivera into that box or type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the E and the R capitalized with just the space between it. But once you've got Edgar Rivera in that long box, click the confirm signature box just below it. That actually does a